escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Linda Lopez, and here are today's top local stories. Updates are coming in about the gang shooting over the weekend in Crown Heights, where 3 people were killed and 11 others wounded. But other updates are coming in. Police Commissioner Jessica Tisch and Mayor Adams holding a press conference this morning. Tisch identifying 2 of the deceased, Marvin St. Louis and Jamel Childs, as shooters. But the search isn't over yet.
Police believe 4 shooters involved here in the surveillance video showing dozens frantically running from the club, some crawling out after being wounded. Fear of gang retribution, a real concern, according to the police commissioner and Eric Adams. He hopes the public steps up and helps. Police remain at the Taste of the City Lounge for their investigation, as the victims have been identified as 19-year-old Marvin St. Louis, 27-year-old Amadou Diallo, 35-year-old Jamel Childs. Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM in Brooklyn.
A deadly shooting involving an off-duty police officer. It's the second in just over 48 hours. This one happening last night in Washington Heights. The NYPD says the officer was standing outside a residential building on West 173rd in Amsterdam when 2 men rode up on mopeds. One man allegedly asked him a question before pulling out a gun. Here's NYPD Deputy Chief Eric Pagan on what happened next.
Once seeing the firearm, the off-duty officer drew his firearm, discharged multiple rounds, striking the male. The second male then fled the location on his moped.
The 30-year-old was taken to the hospital, where he was pronounced dead. Earlier this weekend, another off-duty officer shot a 44-year-old man on Staten Island. Police say a 911 caller reported a man with a gun behind a diner on Highland Boulevard. An off-duty officer later spotted the man. He and another off-duty officer told the man to drop his weapon. But the man allegedly pointed the gun at officers. They opened fire, and that man later pronounced dead at the hospital. Mayor Adams making a dig at Democratic mayoral pick Zohran Mamdani over his support for decriminalizing prostitution. It's something Mamdani has taken up multiple times since he ran for state assembly back in 2020. Adams spoke with the New York Post, saying it would only attract more crime to the city.
And I think he's lost on the fact that sex trafficking is very much part of prostitution.
Mamdani's campaign, of course, fired back, accusing Adams of deflecting from his own record. They pointed to his budget cuts that they say hurt programs for victims of sex trafficking. On Long Island, the Environmental Protection Agency will meet with Suffolk County firefighters and residents about how to safely store possibly dangerous batteries.
Firefighters have raised their concerns over lithium-ion battery storage facilities and large fires. EPA Administrator Lee Zeldin will be at the Hauppauge Fire Department today to meet with firefighters along with residents and elected officials. Zeldin is expected to speak about safety guidance to better protect clean air, land, and water nationwide. Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Suffolk County, Long Island.
Lyft will soon enforce an age minimum for city bike riders. The company says it will start requiring age verification, making sure riders are at least 16. That step should be in place within 3 months. The move follows pressure from City Hall, with First Deputy Mayor Randy Mastro warning that underage use poses safety risk. City Bike has also capped its e-bike speed at 15 miles per hour, down from 25, after concerns about crashes involving minors. A funeral today for the Queens man killed in Puerto Rico. Kevin Mares, the 25-year-old from New York, was caught in the crossfire of a shooting while on vacation to see a Bad Bunny concert. He was shot outside a nightclub in San Juan, police saying a stray bullet hit him during an argument. Family and friends describe Mares as a kind-hearted soul and say he was studying to be a veterinarian. Authorities in Puerto Rico have charged 37-year-old Kalel Harrell Martinez Bristol with first-degree murder in connection with the shooting. It's week two of Restaurant Week in Astoria, with more than 30 spots up and down Ditmars Boulevard participating. You'll find $25 lunches, $35 brunches, and $45 dinner special. Events manager Fabio DiCarlo says the goal is to get more people to taste what Queens has to offer.
There's so many diverse restaurants in Astoria, so just to get people here to try them and to try something new is really exciting for us. The restaurants here, prices are going up for everyone, so we would love people to come and check them out and see how amazing they are.
The event runs through Sunday, August 24th.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.